Hi, I'm with Richard Jones, Head of Policy and Public Affairs. Hey, Richard.
Hi, Sean.
Richard, recently there was a few things in the media as regarding top 10 health and safety myths, and I think a lot of the national newspapers picked up on the government's myth-busting panel.
Yeah.
Just on that panel in general, how important is this panel to re-educating the public on what health and safety is all about?
Well, I actually think this is really important. Particularly in focusing attention on these crazy decisions. It'll also make those who take these kind of actions think twice before wrongly blaming health and safety. And through the HSE website, it'll help show the general public and the media what's required by health and safety law, and importantly, what isn't.
Okay. And how damaging are these myths, do you think?
Well, we think these are very damaging. And they must be challenged because they undermine and trivialise real health and safety, which is bad for everyone. As if after reading some of this nonsense, people go into work thinking that health and safety doesn't matter, it could have serious or even tragic consequences for them and for their workmates.
Yeah. And do you think the negative media health and safety gets will be helped by the challenge panel?
Yes, eventually. We believe the challenge panel will help in a couple of ways. Firstly, it'll help show that health and safety is not responsible for most of these crazy decisions, and of course, what the real reasons for them are. And eventually, we hope these over-the-top actions will reduce or even disappear altogether, because publicising the verdicts will help deter future cases. And at least now, if there are any crazy stories, you know, they can be readily and expertly debunked.
Of course. And I mean, finally, on a lighter note, we asked some of our Facebook followers what did people blame before they started to blame health and safety. And we had a few spurious responses, maybe the French. We used to blame the French. We used to blame people like Margaret Thatcher. You know, the list is endless. But maybe on a serious note, what do you think people really blamed before health and safety become a vogue thing to blame?
Well, that's an interesting question. And yeah, this is a fairly recent phenomenon. I think people probably just blamed the nanny state, you know, thinking that the government was interfering with their freedoms. But of course, today's situation is very different. You know, the needless bans and the crazy decisions can't really be laid at the government's door, because they're actually coming from members of the public sometimes, or from middle managers in public bodies, making up their own rules because they're scared stiff of being sued. But I'll be interested to hear what our Twitter followers are saying on this. But from my point of view, I mean, I think it's really important that we try to restore the good name of health and safety. We have a health and safety system and profession that we should be proud of in this country, and we need to start speaking up more for it.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Well, thanks for your time, Richard, today.
That's great. Thanks, Sean.
Cheers.